If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. Very nice to have you along with us today.
We are super excited to motivate you, inspire you, and just to go through this day with you, your work day. Love that we continue to just inspire you every single day. It's nice to know there's something positive on the radio for you to tune into. We are empowering you to build your brand on the radio, helping create influencers in social media. You know, one of the things that is super important when we talk about why you should elevate your influencer status, why this is so important, is because you get to be a part of a community. These days, everybody, so many people are feeling so disconnected,
right?
So alone. Kind of often, you know, off on their own. You know, here's this social media that is supposed to help make us feel like we're closer to one another, or that we are far more connected. But these days, more and more often, it's either a sense of more aloneness in is how we are feeling, or we're really feeling a sense of comparison,
yeah.
Right? Watching everybody's highlight reel,
right,
and comparing ourselves to what they're doing. More than ever, who you associate with needs to be at an all high level if you're going to see success.
You know, you hear the idea of you show me the five people, the top five people that you hang out with, and I'll show you who you are. And I think there's some truth to that. Your community says a lot about you. Are you surrounded by people who are thinking as big as you are, or are you surrounded by the old proverb, the crabs, the people who are going to grab you and bring you back down so that you can't escape the bucket that you're in? I remember many, many years ago, Angel, when we first got our start at Experience Pros, we identified someone that we esteemed in the business community, and we said, we want to be in the same, you know, rank and pool as this guy is swimming in. And he was the CEO of a company, and we were just getting started. And, you know, that was a big stretch, but it was our goal. Now, we've probably eclipsed that goal several times since that time, but in each case, we have identified, all right, here's the community that we are serving today, and this is the community that we're in today. And in order to get to that next community, you have to make a shift. You have to shift your mindset to saying, I'm going to connect. For instance, if you want to become an influencer, it stands to reason that you should want to connect with people who either are influencers, they've already achieved that status, or they are well on their way to achieving that status.
You've heard the stat of you are the result of the five people you hang out with,
right,
the most. You know, I was reading about mentoring and the value of having a mentor. And so often we think that we actually have to really be connected to that mentor. We have to have met that mentor.
Sure.
But too often we forget of how much information is really online and how connected we really can be to pretty much anybody in the world.
Absolutely.
And when we think about even our mentors, even if they are no longer with us, you can actually have a conversation with them of what would you do? What kind of decision would you make if you were in my shoes? And too often we are just kind of going along doing what we've always done and expecting different results. When we have a community of people that are pushing us, that are encouraging us, just even stretching us to think differently than we've ever thought before. If the group that you are hanging out with is what Eric called the crabs, and if
right.
you haven't heard that story, it's where the fishermen, you know, they go crab hunting, and once they get two or three crabs in the basket, they don't even have to put a lid on it because the other crabs are bringing them down and keeping them from escaping. Look around you. You know, the type of people that you're hanging out with, the type of people you're listening to. Are they pulling you back? Right? Are you doing the two-step forward, one step back, little cha-cha when it comes to success? Every time you just get a little bit ahead, the people around you start to plant this seed of doubt, this seed of discouragement, and you believe them, right? And maybe that doubt and that discouragement is coming from your own internal monologue.
Sure, we do that a lot. We self-sabotage by saying, you know, we can't do it, or I'll never, or any of those things. The inner voices will challenge us. But just like you said, having that community of people who will inspire and lift you up and help you to that next level is really the secret sauce, if you will, to building beyond. And how can you know if you're ready for that next step? Well, history is a great illustrator of what it is we've accomplished so far. So today, look at where you're at today. Look back and say, where were you a year ago? If it is very much similar to where you are today, then you know that maybe it's time for you to jump into a new pool. And in order to jump into a new pool, you need a new community.
And they are out there.
Absolutely.
Right? You know, and the nice thing is it doesn't even matter if they aren't physically meeting in person or in the same state that you are. Thanks to the internet, there are groups. We are involved. I have got some incredible groups through social media that I connect with, that I follow, that I engage with, that, you know, they're always posting videos. They're always posting tips and comments. They're masterminding together. It is there for you. It is there for you.
That's right.
But it does take a shift. It takes a shift in you wanting to be in a different place than you were a year ago.
And that may cost you some of the people who have been your friends in the past. Not to say that they're not friendly, nor that you will not be friendly with them, but the amount of time and energy that you put into that relationship, that may suffer because you're moving into another sphere and another community.
Right. Just make sure that you've got a great community that you are hanging out with, that you are associating with, that, you know, and a lot of times it comes to us as an invitation, as a suggestion. Somebody else does a post where they tag you with a whole bunch of other people.
Right.
Reach out and start those conversations. There's a lot being left on the table when it comes to conversations and community and connections, because we ignore a lot that comes in front of us.
Sure.
Right? Because we're busy and we've got other stuff going on in front of us. And so one, we ignore it. Two, we think, you know what? I'll always get it. I'll get it later. Right? Or I'll deal with that later. It'll always be there. And I think we buy into the lie that we've got plenty of time to change everything. Or to do all these things that we kind of keep piling up in the background behind us.
Right.
And this is where we start to take an assessment. Where do I really want to be? You know, 3 months from now? Who do I really want to have relationships with? Who do I want in my quote unquote front row? What do I want to be famous for? And are we moving in that direction and associating with the people that are pushing us to create that? You know, when we come up, it looks like we've already got our next guest is on the line, and Coach John Brubaker, and he talks about stadium status.
You bet.
That is exactly what, when we talk about becoming an influencer and the influencer trend,
yes,
marketing trend of 2018, a lot, you know, that stadium status for you and your business, it is there for you.
That's right.
It is there for you. And if you don't have the people around you that are pushing you, that are pulling you, that are stretching you and encouraging you, then you need to just take an assessment of who are you really listening to.
Yeah, if you're most comfortable right where you're at, you're probably not. I had a friend who was a ski instructor. And he was really good. I mean, he was a great skier. And he would take me on these Black Diamond runs and down these mogul fields. And, I mean, I was like the guy just rolling down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I complained a little bit about it. And he says, if you're not falling down, you're not skiing to your potential.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is right there, folks. You know, you're not supposed to be falling down the entire time. But the truth of the matter is, if you are just comfortable running down the bunny slopes, maybe it's time for you to shift gears. Maybe it's time for you to decide if you want stadium status in your life, if you want to achieve something more than you have today. If you don't, stay right where you're at, be comfortable, and that's all good. We, you know, everybody wins in that arena. But if you want to accelerate, if you want to get to that next level, to become stadium status or the influencer that we're talking about, you take a look at the community that you have. And if you need a community that is going to constantly uplift and challenge you, how about checking out Experience Pros Network? It's a group on Facebook. You can get directly there by going to massivemediaexposure.com. Get our 7-step download to how to get how to be featured on the radio. And from there, you'll be invited into our group. It's free, and it's a bunch of people who want what you want. Back after this.
Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio@experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We will interact with you live on the show. All you got to do is participate, connect with us, either by way of commenting on our Facebook Live, or you can reach out to us at radio@experiencepros.com.
Well, right before we went to break, we were talking about stadium status, and we have the author of the book, Stadium Status, Coach John Brubaker. Of course, we call him Coach Brew. You can, too. You can even follow him online at his website, Coach Brew, B-R-U, CoachBrew.com. Coach Brew, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Happy New Year, Angel and Eric. Great to be here with you.
Right back at you, brother. Very nice to have you on the program. What are we talking about today, Coach Brew?
Talk about the fact that there is one type of business that consistently outperforms all others.
Oh, well, now we got to know.
Is it radio? Is it authors? Is it coaching?
In a way, Angel, it's all of the above. Because, well, you, me, Eric, we're all family, right?
Sure.
It's family business.
Family business, really?
Family business, which contributes 50% of the GDP in America, consistently outperforms their non-family counterparts. It stands to reason, doesn't it?
Well, let's take a step back before I can buy into what you just said there, John. What do you describe as family business?
I describe a lot of things as family business, but specifically, if we were to define it, it would be literally a family's business.
Okay, and so somebody who's got a business and then their children inherit their business, that kind of a thing?
It could be generational. Like, for example, Walmart technically is Sam Walton's family business, which has just grown beyond probably there anybody's wildest dreams. It could also be as small as a first-generation family business started by a husband and wife, like some folks that I had the opportunity to interview not too long ago in the music industry.
All right. Well, I know you are big fans of you know, folks in the music industry. You're often comparing how similar the music industry is to a lot of what we do as entrepreneurs and in the business side of it. Are most people in the music industry, would they consider themselves a family business?
Well, I think there's two sides of it. You know, the first side is, you know, the band itself. I think number one, nobody fights for anything quite like they fight for their family. Mm-hmm. You know, blood is thicker than water. But, you know, I think that's also why you hear high-performing teams and organizations kind of refer to themselves as family or, like, you know, band of brothers. There are all those different figures of speech that really kind of imply we're a really tightly knit group that fights for one another.
Why is that so important, do you think, in business? How, I mean, and we see it over and over again. And for those of us who may be trying to consider whether or not we should bring in the relatives, see, I've kind of was under the never hire somebody you can't fire, which meant mom, which meant brother, which meant sister, right?
Well, I'd fire one of my sisters right now.
Wow.
Just saying.
Yeah. Is there like an 8-second delay on that, Angel? Eric's siblings actually just hear him say that?
No, this one doesn't listen. She knows who she is, though.
We all have a black sheep.
But John, you know, why is it that people should connect with family?
Well, I think there's a lot to be said for, number one, I'll throw some research at you. It's a company called Credit Suisse found that, you know, family businesses outperform non-family businesses. And they also found they're more trusted than public companies or state-run, state-owned companies. And it stands to reason because when your name's on the business, there's a greater commitment to quality. And you're also more invested in the brand if it bears your name.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
So I know you're going to play devil's advocate, and there are probably a couple of listeners thinking, you know what? This really doesn't apply to me. I'm not a family business. Here's the thing. It applies to everybody because your work is your signature. Follow me on this. Your work is signature. Your signature contains your family name.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in your best interest to think of yourself as a family business regardless of who your employer is. It really is.
Interesting. This is kind of fascinating. I had never thought about it. When you think about, you know, some different companies and different people you've done business with, you know, the fact that they are a family business, I didn't realize. I mean, it makes sense, the whole trusted piece of it.
Sure.
But even that they're more successful and profitable, is that just because we will bond together. We won't, you know, we're going to fight this thing. We're going to stick it through more than if we were not related.
Well, allow me to give you a stadium status example, because that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I had an opportunity to interview Casey and Melinda Donahue. That's the first generation family business I referenced earlier. And they are the Casey Donahue Band, which is an independent country band out of Texas. They've made a national name for themselves, the stadium status. And here's the fascinating thing. Melinda is Casey's wife. She's also his manager. You know, at a time when, you know, we're all in an industry that's volatile and rife with change at this time, none probably more so than the music industry. So if you think about, like, net revenue, if you're a musician, a speaker, an author, an influencer of any kind, typically you have an agent that takes 10%, and then you have a manager that gets 15%. So right out of the gates, before you even turn on a mic, sold a book in my case, or an album if you're a musician, like, you're going to gross about 25% less. And that's not even including any billable hours. So by keeping his management in-house, literally in the family, he doesn't lose that 15% that almost all of his other peers do.
Okay.
Which I think is genius.
Well, sure, and as long as it doesn't tear them apart with differences of opinion on how the program should be managed.
Absolutely. And, you know, typically, like, if you're represented by a manager or a management company, they represent a couple other a couple dozen other people just like you.
Sure.
So what would make them fight harder for you or for me than everyone else? There's like an inherent conflict of interest, which in the case of Melinda and Casey does not exist. Mm. You know, I want to quote Casey because I thought this was really powerful. He said, every day she wakes up laser focused, fighting for the exact same vision as me.
Yep.
You wouldn't have that if anyone else were in that role.
Yep.
So think about who you surround yourself with.
Yeah, that's solid. Coach Brew, Coach John Brubaker, will continue our conversation about how to become stadium status by building the one kind of business that outperforms all the others. It's family business. We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. We are right in the middle of a great conversation with our friend, Coach John Brubaker. We call him Coach Brew, and he's telling us that there's a type of a business that outperforms all others.
Right. Are you thinking about hiring somebody that you are related to? I didn't realize how valuable family-based businesses are, but I've always loved the phrase, it's not business, it is personal. And when you're doing business with family members, apparently you're going to make more money and have a longer longevity in the workplace, in the business place. Coach John Brubaker, thanks so much for bringing us this story. You wrote the book Stadium Status. You're always interviewing, talking to stadium status businesses. And in this case, we're talking to those in the music industry, and one band in particular, the Casey Donahue Band, an independent country band from Texas, family business. And I love how you ended the last segment with this quote. Every day we wake up laser focused, fighting for the exact same vision. I wouldn't have that if there were anyone else in the role. All right. So, Coach Brew, I know a lot of people are thinking if I hire family that there's a bigger conflict of interest, for example, is the example that Eric shared. And so how often do family businesses really work out, do you think?
I think they work out more often than not, because at the end of the day, you're going to find common ground somewhere because you're family. But I think that the biggest thing is simply the fact that there are a couple things that really create longevity for any business. And this is something Casey shared with me during our interview. They're kind of like his five secrets to success. And you know, I think they apply to all of us, not just a band, and certainly not just a family business, but there are five things you have to do if you want to ensure that your business sticks around. Number one, love what you do. Number two, have a system. Third, do as much as you can yourself before you even think about outsourcing or delegating. Number four, watch your business and understand your customers. And here's probably the fifth and most important one, which I think is really number one. Bet on yourself and invest in yourself.
Okay. All right. So betting on yourself and investing on yourself, let's reverse engineer this list.
Yeah.
You say that's number one. What does it mean to you to bet on yourself and invest in yourself? Because I can see in my imagination, I think I know what I would do. I mean, I'm betting on myself. That's why I started the business. But investing in yourself is something different.
Well, absolutely. You know, shameless plug, I could say you should invest in coaching, but I won't. Oops, I already did. I think investing in yourself is simply understanding that, you know, waking up every morning, understanding why you're doing what you're doing, and that, and knowing that it's what you really want. And so I want to bring this back to Casey and Casey Donahue Band real quick, because this actually relates to all of us. You know, they just released this fall an album called The Wild Ride, which is their 15-year anniversary album. And that's a heck of a milestone for anyone in business when you look at some of the statistics. Look at the casualty rate, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
20% of all businesses fail in year one, 50% within the first 5 years, and 70% don't even last a decade. So you think about like a family legacy, I think that's why a family business is a lot more sustainable.
Okay, all right. And so...
Let me ask you guys and everyone listening, Eric and Angel, how long have you guys been doing the show together? This is your sort of family business.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of our family business. Experience Pros is crossing over 10 years of incorporation this year, and the radio show is at year 8.5.
70% fail within 10 years, and you guys aren't just alive, you are thriving. So I want you to give each other a pat on the back, and anyone who's listening who has already proven everyone wrong and isn't a statistic like the numbers I just shared, you really ought to give yourself, well, you ought to pull over first and then give yourself a pat on the back. Like, you ought to celebrate the fact that you're still around and you've beaten the odds.
You know, it's important, I think, to celebrate, you know, celebrate that longevity, because you do forget. And even as you were asking, and I was thinking about the number that Eric was going to throw out, as here's a band that's celebrating their 15-year anniversary album. You're right. The world is stacked up against us. And there's a lot of people that start, and there's a lot of people that try and don't realize the consistency and the hard work that pays off. And so when we're thinking about, and we're tying this together to the idea of a family business, it's having that laser focus with somebody else who has that same vision as you do, that you've got that great bond, that blood is thicker than water, that there's a whole lot of legacy that can end up happening. And it doesn't matter what industry you're in. Now, Coach Brew, are you a family business?
I am technically a family business. While I'm a solopreneur, I operate out of a home office, and you know, any of my books or information products get shipped, actually get packaged and stamped and shipped off by a 13-year-old.
Love that.
I report to, technically, probably. But so yeah, you know, like I'm trying to teach my kids entrepreneurship and blazing their own trail and just kind of learning some of those lessons. So, yeah, I'm a solo, but I consider myself a family business.
Well, and keeping your circle tight is key to all of this. And when we talk about, if you want to read the interview that Coach Brew and all of the different articles and blogs that Coach Brew puts out every single week, coachbrew.com, B-R-U, coachbrew.com. This is a new website, yes, Coach Brew?
It got an extreme home makeover. Absolutely.
I like it. I like
family makeover.
A family makeover. Tell our audience the best way to get a copy of the book, Stadium Status, and the best way you want them to follow up and be connected with you.
The best way is what Angel just shared with you, everyone. It's Coach Brew, coachbru.com. And if you want a copy of Stadium Status, you can go wherever books are sold, or you can go on Amazon.
All right. So what big, big happy things are going to be on your list this year, Coach Brew?
Big happy things on my list this year. We are continuing to plug along to turn my last book, Seeds of Success, into a movie and kind of in negotiations right now. I can't talk about with who, but we're in negotiations with a production company. So that's...
Does their name rhyme with Wisney?
Good news to share.
You can't ask him that, no. But his book is being turned into a movie. How exciting. How's that for stadium status?
It does not rhyme with that, Eric.
Okay, just asking.
He doesn't just walk
the
walk.
I'm in the media. You know I got to ask the questions.
He's like, does it rhyme with Flatone Records? I don't know any movie production. So, but we're super excited to be a support to that, to partner up with you. Coach Brew comes in every single month with great tips on how to grow our business, how to elevate to stadium status. Influencer marketing, being a micro influencer in 2018 is the biggest marketing trend. Start with reading the book, Stadium Status. Coach Brew, thanks so much for the articles and the tips today and for reminding us how valuable our family is in our business.
And thank you. You guys are like family to me, so I appreciate you more than you know.
That's a two-way street, my friend. Keep on keeping on. We appreciate all that you have to offer, and we look forward to seeing you again next month.
Stay awesome.
Stay awesome. I love that.
Coach Brew.
Yeah, he says success leaves clues. So take a clue from the Casey Donahue Band. Your work is your signature, and your signature contains your family name. So it's in your best interest to think of yourself as a family business, regardless of who your employer is. Yeah. And he says their new single comes out January 29th. So you can get links and all of that. You'll see that Coach Brew is a big country music fan, which is part of why I adore him.
Absolutely. You know, and interestingly enough, he also put in this this blog that he was writing about the oldest and most iconic family business in the United States. Any idea?
No.
The Zildjian Cymbal Company. I used to be a drummer. They're the ones who make the cymbals for the drummers in the drum kits all around the world. 400 years old family business in its 14th generation.
Wow.
Right?
Wow, they did it right.
Absolutely. Gang, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. More positive business talk just around the corner. You can be an influencer. We can show you how. Back right after these messages.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC ConsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. This is America's home for positive business talk. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer empowering you to build your brand right here on the radio.
I love what we get to do. I love when we take a business who is just feeling a little weary over everything that they've been doing.
Right.
And, of course, you know, when you start in business, you're so excited. You're so passionate about where you're going and what you're going to create. And you don't realize, you know, what the journey is really going to look like. But when we bring a business on board into our All-Star program and help them to create that solid messaging, surround them with a community, and then give them the platform to go out and to be that influencer.
You bet.
Everything shifts. Everything that the reason you got into business and what you thought it was going to be finally kind of gels together.
It really does. And in so doing, you realize that there's a strategy to every step of, you know, why we do what we do and where it fits in the greater picture of things. Again, we've said before, you don't become an influencer simply by calling yourself one. In fact, if you call yourself one, chances are you're not. And so to become an influencer, other people have to recognize you as such. Other people have to acknowledge your status or credibility in the sphere and space where you are.
Yeah, it's like telling people, I'm really good at keeping secrets.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to tell me.
Chances are you're not. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about another reason why you should move into accelerating your status to get to influencer status. And that is, when you get to become an influencer, you can now leverage your content. You can take that content and put it out across multiple platforms, creating multiple areas of venues and formats that one thing can now be leveraged into multiple things. I'll give you an example. Let's say you come on the radio. You do a segment on the radio here at the Experience Pros Radio Show. Influencers tend to take those 10-minute segments and break them up by questions and answers. So we typically get 3, 4, maybe 5 questions in a 10-minute segment, right?
Right.
An influencer knows that they're going to be able to take that question, you know, question number one and answer number one, and create a blog.
One blog. I was talking to my daughter, who her and I've got twin daughters, and they started a YouTube channel on Twin Talk.
Yeah.
And she had said, you know, we get all these questions all the time. These people ask them questions about twins, you know, who's older and do you guys get along? She just rattled off like 3, 4, 5, 6 questions. And she was like, boom, boom, boom.
Each one is an episode.
This is what I said. Yeah. Don't address them all in one episode.
Right.
Each one in and of itself is a blog, is an article, is a podcast, is a talk, is a chapter in a book. And it goes on and on. Think about this. When Eric talks about leveraging, this is, have you ever wanted to clone yourself? Have you ever wanted to be in two places at once because there's just so much good of you to go around? This is the brilliance of leveraging your marketing. You don't have to recreate it brand new every single time. You take this one piece and you repurpose it.
And how many times, and again, you can now ask yourself, is that appealing to me, or am I still in the space of doing the same storyline over and over and over again in different arenas? You know, Angel, I remember when I was a professional magician, and I would go into a venue, and I would, and this is a simple little thing, but I would write up my introduction, right? So the person who was going to introduce me,
right.
I would handwrite, please welcome Eric Raymer. He's a professional illusionist, been doing it for so many years, done this, that, this accomplishment, that accomplishment. I would write all this down and I would submit that to the person. The next night I'd be in another venue and guess what I would do again? I would write the same dang intro over and over and over again.
Oh my goodness.
It didn't dawn on me.
It didn't?
No.
It didn't?
Not for I'm embarrassed to say, but not for years. I was comfortable with the process. That's what I did every single time.
Okay.
It didn't dawn on me that, you know what? If I wanted to be considered an influencer, if I wanted to be considered a professional, maybe I ought to like type this up and send it ahead of me to the promoter or presenter
of the event. This completely cracks me up. This completely cracks me up because I remember watching him write it down. And I'm thinking, didn't you write this down the last time? Is it different? Is it different every time? He's like, no, it's the same.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think at one point you said they have something called a Ditto machine or a Xerox machine. And I was
I
know.
As you said, we get into our routine.
We do.
This is our system. Like, this is what we know. I remember in-house before we had a CRM system and all of this, a system for each client. We had a folder for each client.
Sure.
And a checklist on the outside of each folder for each client of what they needed to do. And I remember, you know, going through, I had to carry around the stack of folders. And, you know, and we start out with, you know, 3, 5, 7 clients, you know, this is good. And then there's 12 and then there's 27.
Right.
And now this stack is huge.
And you were a filing cabinet.
And I was this is what required my presence, was this stack that I had to pay attention to every single day. But it's, again, because when you start out, you know, you're probably only writing it once in a while.
Well, yeah, absolutely right. But now you're writing it every day. And here's the thing, Angel, the minute the light went on for me, and I decided to create a media kit so that I could send the same information out to all the different people every different night, right? Something dynamic shifted in the way that they treated me. And all of a sudden, I was considered an influencer. I was considered a credible entity rather than somebody who's just home making their notes, right? It was a dynamic shift from one to the next. And that's all we're trying to say here is that you can have that shift happen for you as well. You can leverage your content and create multiple uses for the same content that you're doing so you don't have to repeat, reinvent the wheel every single time. That's going to do it for us today. We want to thank you for tuning in. Angel Tosi and Eric Raymer, empowering you to build your brand right here on the radio. If you've got any questions about our process, how we do what we do, go check out youontheradio.com. Youontheradio.com. And we'll be back tomorrow.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. This is the Experience Pros Radio Show with business revolutionaries Angel Tosi and Eric Raymer. For more information, you can contact the Experience Pros by calling 720-344-2446 or contact them on the web at experiencepros.com or on Facebook and Twitter at Experience Pros. If your customers love you, we want to know you. What are you waiting for? Join the revolution.
Biz Talk Radio,